Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This podcast is brought to you by Homu Casino Resort, the Players Place.
All right, final hour of Ben and Woods. Thanks again to Buddy Black for coming in studio this past hour. A very, very enjoyable treat for us, and hopefully Tier 1's felt the same way.
That was incredible. Loved it.
All right, a couple pieces of business before we go out to Wrigley Field, and you will hear from Mike Schilt before Game 2. A reminder, once again, we're going to be live at the watch party this afternoon at Park 101 in Carlsbad. Game starts at 12:08. Game 2, Park 101, bi-level sports bar, rooftop deck, huge screens, barbecue, craft cocktails, and more. We're going to give away autographed baseballs and autographed Xander jersey, all presented by Estrella Jalisco Light Mexican Lager. That's today at noon, Park 101, 3040 Carlsbad Boulevard in the Carlsbad Village. And before we get to Mike Schilt, and he's going to talk about it, we have a lineup out for Game 2 of the San Diego Padres Wild Card Series against the Chicago Cubs. The subtle differences between Game 1 and Game 2. Let's see how savvy you are as Woods goes through the lineup.
Okay. Playing right field, leading off, is Fernando Tatis Jr. Playing first base and batting second is Luis Arraez. Playing third base... Batting third, Manny Machado.
Got it.
Playing center field in the cleanup spot. I say again, the cleanup spot, Jackson Merrill.
Right, so far, similar, very similar to yesterday's. Keep going.
Xander Bogaerts will play shortstop and hit fifth. Ryan O'Hearn will be designated hitter. Okay. And then Gavin Sheets will be in left. And Jake Cronenworth will be at second.
Okay.
And then Frederick Fermin will be catching.
All right. So after yesterday's game, in which the Padres only scored one run and were exploited, their left-handed lane at the bottom, Mike Schilt has savvily tweaked his lineup.
No, not even a little.
By starting Dylan Cease instead of
right.
Instead of Nick Pivetta in game two. Otherwise, exactly the same. You dance with the girl you brought to the dance, apparently. Whatever that expression. Ben McDonald will say it in a very...
Yeah. Dance with who brung you.
Very folksy way.
Yeah, very folksy way. Okay.
All right.
I hope it works.
Yeah.
Again. Again, sets up nicely for Shota Imanaga.
Sets up nicely for Andrew Kittredge.
Righties.
Gets two righties in the first three batters. That's what Craig Counsell was going for. Mike Schilt. Obliging. Here are your two righties that you get for your opener. And then switching over to Shota Imanaga, who will have that lefty lane at the bottom of the order. And then presumably second time through, we'll just have to face the top of the order the once and then get through the lefty lane again the second time through. Of course, the Cubs do not have to treat this like an elimination game, as they have a bit of a safety cushion called Game 3 if they don't win this one either. So that's kind of interesting how he has to manage, knowing that I can make sure my bullpen is rested and ready for Game 3 if we do win. They don't have to deploy everybody the way that Mike Schilt does to make sure they win this game. But will they? Just want to get it done. And, you know, better chance going into a Milwaukee series with an extra day off if they win today. How desperate will the Chicago Cubs be in Game 2 today?
I mean, they're going to want to end this
thing. They're going to want to win, for sure.
They want to win this
But do you
thing.
Chase? Like, if you're trailing 3-1, do you chase with your top relievers? Or do you bring in some of your lower leverage guys and save fresh relievers for game three tomorrow.
I do get the sense that they're going to go after the win. I do. I think they're going to go after the win. That means you'll see Palencia again, probably Pomeroy. I mean, I think that's you'll go for a win.
All right, you just heard the lineup. Let's hear from the man who filled it out. Our coverage of postseason press conferences is presented by Trust and Will. Don't wait for extra innings. Protect your family's estate today with Trust and Will. Here's Mike Schilt from Wrigley Field.
AJ, over here on the right.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, AJ.
Obviously, the Cubs are going with a little bit of a different pitching strategy today. I'm wondering if that tempted you at all to move things around in your lineup and why you ultimately settled on going with the same group.
I actually like the lineup against righties. Toddy's been really good against righties. Louie's better against righties. Manny's splitty, and Jackson's better against righties. So feel pretty good about our lineup.
The 6-7-8 lane, obviously those guys are all going to face lefties, and you know that going in. What gives you confidence in what they can do against left-handed pitching? Is it given what they've done this season?
Yeah, the same thing that people wrote about, talked about, you know, pontificated about all season. You know, there was a time where, you know, I didn't play the lefties, and people were going crazy. All right, so we have lefties that are really talented, and they're going to play, and they're going to hit. And they've been doing it since they were old enough to pick up a bat. You know, I had a lineup in 2010 in Johnson City, had six straight left-handed hitters. Yeah, won the league and set a league record for wins. So, I mean, I think we're going to be okay.
A few more for Mike. AJ.
This team obviously has a lot of experience in these kind of games.
Right.
How much do they draw on that when it is a game like today where it is win or go home?
Yeah, I think there's no question there's a group that has experience. There's a talented team. You know, like I said yesterday at the end of the game, we were definitely disappointed. Clearly rather be up 1-0 than down. But this is a group that believes in themselves, has been there, done that, and is going to show up and play as good a baseball game as we can possibly play again. Played a good game yesterday, just didn't go our way.
Go to Sam on the left side in the back.
Mike, what did you like about having Dylan on the mound here in game two today?
Well, Dylan's, you know, he's one of the best strikeout guys in the league. He's had success in this town. He's had success in this stadium against this club. And he's got, you know, two elite pitches that, you know, on a given day can dominate. So, you know, there's a lot to like.
Come over here in the middle on the right.
What kind of presence has Dylan been for your team all season long? Obviously, his numbers maybe aren't exactly where he would want them to be, but just in general, what does it mean to see him go to the mound every time?
Yeah, quite a bit, actually. You know, I mean, we've had two consistent guys that have taken the ball basically every 5 or 6 days, depending on how we've been able to parcel out the rest. But, you know, Dylan's been fantastic as far as taking the ball and posting, and, you know you're going to get a plus heater and a plus slider, and that's all we can ask for.
Anything else for Mike? AJ?
I guess the fact that Dylan had some ups and downs this season and kind of always saw the optimism in him being able to put it together and then kind of sort of did down the stretch. What does that say to kind of about Dylan's kind of makeup given the struggles he went through and kind of the way he was able to move through them?
Yeah, I think, you know, we talked about your question earlier, which was a good one, you know, relative to the experience of the team is also experience that Dylan has, right? This guy's been a Cy Young nominee. He's pitched well for us, you know, in the past. He's an established guy in the league, one of the better guys in the league more consistently. So because of that body of work, when things don't go as well, you know inside yourself in this league, I've done this. So he draws upon that. We draw upon that. And then here we go today.
There is Mike Schilt, pregame manager of your San Diego
Padres.
When
I say stand by, that means get off your phone.
I didn't hear you.
We're gonna,
I had my feet up on the desk.
Stand by because we're about to come back.
Remember your Johnson City Padres taking on the Chicago Cubs with the lefty heavy lineup. Hey, it worked in 2010 in Johnson City.
It worked in Johnson City.
I know when he said the pundits were
going crazy.
I thought of you.
Me?
I thought of you.
Me? Just me?
I thought of you.
What are you talking about?
And I know what you're going to say. You know, this is not the lineup you were hoping to see today. I also know that Mike Schilt has an uncanny ability of being able to throw things back in our faces later.
Fine. I'd love to see it.
Hope he gets to do that again tomorrow.
Me too.
I feel like I'm kind of like you. I feel like I might have mixed things up a little bit today with that lineup. But he said he had reasons. You know, the man has reasons. And he likes Toddy and he likes Manny against righties just as much as against lefties. So he wasn't going to change things up just because Craig Counsell was going with an opener. And he thinks the lefties are his guys, even against lefties at the bottom of the order. So he's not going to make that change. He's not going to push the panic button with the season on the line for the San Diego Padres.
Okay.
We don't really get much say in the lineup, so you just got to eat the lineup that's put in front of you.
You eat the soup. They give you the soup. You
this
can
is the soup
eat,
today.
You either eat it.
This is the soup du jour.
Or you don't. And the soup du jour is the leftover soup from yesterday. It's the exact same
soup.
The
problem is you're like, soup is better the next day. I will say that.
Chili is better the next day.
You reheat it the next day, it's actually better than it was the first day.
But you're like in line and you can see behind the glass. You're like, I want that soup though. Mm-mm. Like, no, you don't have that. No, it's right there. I'm looking at it.
No.
It's in your system.
That soup's not
You've
ready
got
yet.
It.
No, it's the soup from yesterday. And we're going to just reheat it. And yes, there's going to be that soup skin on the top of it. It's broccoli cheddar. And it's got that
skin,
that oily skin on the top.
You have to break through
it. You got to break through it. And then you get
a little stir.
You don't know when you take a bite, is this soup skin or is this broccoli?
It sticks to the bottom of the spoon.
Yeah. It's cool. Well, hope it works. I don't want the season over.
0-11 at the top of the order.
You got to figure it out.
Not it.
Yep.
They had some 0-11s this season. They lost most of those games. They also had some good games this season where the top of the order mashed. And they won those games. I think that, to me, is where Game 2 will be decided. Can Fernando Tatis Jr., Luis Arraez, Manny Machado come up with some hits, some big hits, maybe even one that goes over the fence?
Yeah, it'd be great.
You know, conditions look like they're going to be about the same. Wind slightly blowing in.
Yep.
Should favor pitchers, but not impossible to get the ball out of the yard, as we saw yesterday from Seiya Suzuki and from Carson Kelly. You can hit a home run with the wind blowing in. It's not a gale force wind.
Right.
It's just a gentle breeze off of Lake Michigan.
We need Manny Machado to come through. We need Fernando Tatis Jr. to come through. If they don't, I'm not saying you can't win, but it's going to make it incredibly, incredibly...
It would be surprising.
It would be surprising.
To win without either of those guys coming through.
We did it this year. The bottom of this lineup carried the team for stretches. Manny carried the team for stretches. Toddy carried the team for stretches. You know, again, I don't have faith, but I do have hope. I don't have faith that they will get it done. I do have hope that they will get it done, which is really all anybody has is hope. And they do say it's the hope that kills you. It might. It might today if the season ends today. That's going to be pretty unfortunate because I think this team is better than – I think this team is better. I think they can absolutely beat this team 2 days in a row, but you can't win twice in a row until you win once. You got to win today or your season's over and you're going to Cancun.
I mean, it's baseball. The Colorado Rockies could go in
and win two games.
And win two games on the road.
Yep.
I mean, it didn't happen often, but it did happen.
The Angels beat the Dodgers six times this year.
Yeah.
Six.
It's baseball.
Six.
So there's always a fighting chance in a game like this. When you're talking about a team has an advantage, it's usually like, oh, they have 54% to 46. It still comes down to a lot of coin flip situations, a lot of swings that either are barreled up or slightly missed by about 2 millimeters, the difference between home run and not a home run. That's what it will come down to today, but the Padres need their top performers to perform to give them the best chance. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, I believe we'll head back to Wrigley Field, and Jake Cronenworth going to be the next one to speak, so we'll bring you some more press.
We're just going to actually go through.
We'll just keep going. Oh, we can keep going. We don't have to wait.
We're going
to
go Jake commercial free till the bottom.
Okay, is Jake up?
Looks like he's getting ready.
He's getting ready. All right, just let me know. We'll stay here then, and we'll go out to Jake live.
Here we go.
Well, let's go
just
out to Jake Cronenworth.
What is the mindset, what is the vibe coming into a game today where you know you have to win?
Yeah. No, I think you kind of nailed it. Like, you know, everybody goes to sleep last night knowing that, you know, we got to show up today and give it everything we got from the first pitch to the last pitch. And I think that's what also makes these games great sometimes is, you know, everybody's pulling for each other and the group gets super, super close in situations like this. And I'm sure you'll see it throughout the game from the first pitch to the last pitch and everybody's engaged and ready to go.
You've played in a lot of these games in the last 5-6 years. Like, what have you learned about what it takes to win them?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just, and don't put too much pressure on yourself. Play free. Have fun. you know, obviously every single pitch is important on the offensive side and defensive side, but, you know, we got here for a reason, and I think for guys to continue to play the way we played.
Jesse?
Thinking back to game two against the Cardinals in 2020, obviously the home runs were huge, but what do you remember generally about sort of what it was like on the field in the dugout that night?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the biggest difference was no fans, but which I'm sure with fans that game would have been pretty incredible. But no, I think it showed, you know, obviously that group is very different from this group outside of a couple guys, but you know, the resiliency and kind of what we were able, you know, it's such a back and forth game, and you know, not back and forth just late, but back and forth early. You know, it was a big home run for them, big homer for us, big hit for them, big pitch for us. And you know, we ended up coming out on top. I think it was just, as we've seen, and kind of what I answered AJ's question with, you saw the, you know, the focus and the competitiveness from pitch one all the way until the end of that game.
Stay here on the right in the middle.
Dylan obviously has a unique ability out there on the mound. What sort of confidence does he give you guys as a team when he gets the ball?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Dylan's repertoire speaks for itself. You know, 97 to 100, and seemingly in big games, it seems to be 98 to 100 more often. And great slider, the ability to punch guys out, you know, and kind of limit those big innings. So, no, I think the confidence with him is through the roof. You know, I think his ability to go out there and pound the zone today and keep those guys off balance and use his fastball is huge.
Jeff?
Is it your expectation that you will not see a righty in this game? And how does that change your pregame preparation, being part of that pocket of the lefties?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like I haven't seen a righty in the last 3 weeks. but, no, I think it goes back to the preparation piece, kind of looking at who you're going to face, see how they operated yesterday, you know, not just early in the game, but, you know, when Boyd came out and how they kind of matched up against, you know, those three there at the bottom. Just see what they got and, you know, how they're going to move forward after Kittredge comes out of the game.
A few more for Jake. With Sam on the back left.
Jake, a number of your teammates have talked about this group's ability to keep things level, even in the regular season. There were ups, there were downs, but you end up with 90 wins. What do you think it is about this group in particular where you guys, especially considering the situation today, can keep things kind of level no matter what the situation is?
Yeah, I think, you know, I feel like we've talked about it the last few weeks. It's the experience of the group. You know, I said it last night. I was talking to AJ, and you know, it seems like every single guy that's on this team right now and in the starting lineup has been in a situation like this in the postseason. And we can look at the regular season too, the ups and downs, the super hot start to cool off, then another hot stretch, and then, you know, slow, and then finish those last two series really, really well. And I think it talks about the resiliency of the group, but more the experience. You know, I think we look at it and look up and down the roster, and you got guys with 10 years, 12 years, 5 years, 7 years, and I think, you know, the majority of the group can tap into that and, you know, look in today and feel comfortable and calm and just play our game.
Anything else for Jake? All right, Jake, thanks for coming in. Good luck.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, that's our live press conference coverage brought to you by Trust and Will. And I thought one of the most telling comments there from Jake Cronenworth was, doesn't feel like he's seen a right-handed pitcher in three weeks.
Yeah.
And clearly the Ramon Laureano injury is part of it. If Ramon Laureano is in the lineup, the opposing manager, whoever it is, Craig Counsell or whoever the Padres are playing, if you've got like Laureano, Cronenworth, Fermin,
yeah,
you might want to bring in a righty there, and because Laureano's the most dangerous batter, and then Jake gets an opportunity to face righties. But with no Laureano, there's no reason to ever go to a righty. Even if you put Bryce Johnson in your lineup, you're not going to a righty there because you know Bryce is just switching over and batting. You switch hitter either way.
Yep.
So no matter what Mike Shildt does, I don't know that there's any way that he can get Ryan O'Hearn, Gavin Sheets, or Jake Cronenworth to face a right-handed pitcher.
Right.
I don't think he has a lineup that gets them a left-handed or a right-handed pitcher.
No, I don't think so.
Right now.
I mean, yeah, other than
I just don't know that it exists.
Yeah, because you're not.
Even if he balanced it more, brought in Bryce Johnson, whatever he did, even if Jose Iglesias is in there,
right,
he's still going to bring in the lefties to face
more
dangerous lefty hitters down at the bottom of his order.
It is tough. It's a tough injury. A lot of teams have injuries this time of year. You have to figure out a way. But again, we saw how.
I just don't know that there is a way. I mean, you have to figure out a way to win.
Yeah.
I don't know that there is a way to force the other manager to bring in a right-hander to face your left-handed hitters at the bottom of the order. None of them are going to do it.
Right.
And that's not going to change throughout the postseason.
Yeah.
They will have to face lefty after lefty after lefty. I don't know exactly the composition of,
for sure,
you know, the bullpens the Padres could face if they keep winning, but there's no way around that for Mike Shildt, I don't believe.
Yeah, for sure. No, I don't think they're, I mean, yeah, unless you want to play a guy. And again, I can't sit here and say you need to play your best players and then put a Camposano into DH
right
today.
That's a panic move. Bryce Johnson is defensible because of, well, the defense, putting him out there and his switch hitting ability, and he's come through a bit. But leaving Gavin Sheets, you know, is got to be a tough call.
And, you know, I see, you know, move Fermin up to the eight. I mean, are you panicked about bringing in a right-hander to face Freddie Fermin?
Are you moving your best OBP guy down to nine to get the least at bats? I mean, you already have him at eight.
But one of my best OBP guys, hitting him ninth isn't the worst idea. It's kind of that double leadoff once you get through, and then Toddy comes up and Arise comes up. I don't know. But yeah, it's certainly, look, it leaves room for interpretation tomorrow if they lose the game. Certainly, there's definitely a crack there that you can look at and say.
Yeah, I mean, if they had done everything and switched everything the way exactly you wanted, it would still leave room for same second guessing tomorrow if it didn't work out. There's no void that either.
Yeah, for sure. Or you could move Luis Arraez down in the lineup.
You could, and you'd still get second-guessed for that if you lose the game. You will be second-guessed for everything. Then it's a panic move. You did that for the first time in this game. What were you thinking?
To the seven.
What were you thinking? You know, finally doing it now, that feels like a panic move. The only way to not lose is to win.
Fermin is not a guy that's going to strike fear into Craig Counsell to have to bring in, you know,
lefties,
a right-hander.
Righties, whatever. You know, he had a nice hit yesterday.
Yep.
He puts together a decent at-bat, but he's a nine-hitting catcher.
Yep.
That's what he is.
CN says, I look sedated. I'm just in that mode of, like, getting a little bit. I was really nervous yesterday. Today, I'm not as nervous. I probably will be at game time. But, yeah, I think I'm just tired. Tired of talking about it. Just want to get it on, you know, ready to get it going.
I think what spins me out the most is knowing there could be one game left and there could be 21 games left for the San Diego Padres. There is a universe in which they still have 21 more of these to play.
Yeah.
And like, I got to gear myself up for four more weeks of playoff baseball. But I also have to prepare myself for the possibility that the offseason starts
tomorrow.
In 6 hours.
Yeah.
In less than 6 hours.
Very difficult.
And I'm not ready for that either. Yeah. I'm not ready for 4 weeks, and I'm not ready for 6 hours either.
How about a nice happy medium I'd settle on right now? but no, it's tough, dude. It is tough.
Well, you know, the player's mentality kind of has to be the fan mentality. Try to get to tomorrow. And then we'll deal with tomorrow when
tomorrow.
We get to tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I have no idea what tomorrow's plan is. We don't even know when the game would be tomorrow.
Yeah.
If they win. We do not know when the game is. It could be at noon, it could be at 2, it could be at 3, it could be at 4:30.
Yeah.
We won't know until after the Dodgers game is over tonight when the game would be tomorrow if they even win today's game.
I like...
Let's live in the moment is what I'm saying.
Yeah, live in the moment, but I do like the Dodgers to probably close that one out tonight based on last night.
It's Littell against Yamamoto in game 2. Littell's been a nice pickup for them at the trade deadline, but the Dodgers' offense seems to be fairly locked in at the moment.
Yep.
The next game up in about 30-40 minutes is the Tigers at the Guardians. Casey Mize will try to close it out for the Tigers against Tanner Bibee on the mound for the Guardians. We talked about their lineup with the rookie making his major league debut in center field. What's his name
again? DeLauder.
Chase DeLauder. Going to be batting 7th.
I mean, it would be like the Padres saying Ethan Salas is catching today. You're like, excuse me.
He's not that young, but yes.
But yeah.
It would be making your major league debut in a must-win playoff situation is wild.
It's wild, man.
Wild.
Good for him. I hope he rakes. I think that's so cool. Who's throwing for the Tigers?
Casey Mize. Yeah,
okay.
After Tarek Skubal, it's a bit dicey for the Tigers and their rotation.
I think A.J. Hinch is probably licking his chops because this is what he loves to do. He loves to deploy his bullpen and find those lanes and exploit those lanes.
And then 3:08 is the Red Sox against the Yankees. Brian Bello against Carlos Rodon.
Yep.
Must-win game, obviously, for the Yankees at home. That place will melt down if they get swept 2 in a row by the Boston Red Sox. I think the Red Sox are the better team. I mean, the Yankees, we said they rely on the home run.
Yeah.
Cubs kind of do, too. They have a deeper, they get more offense, non-home run than the Yankees do, but they were fairly reliant on the home run. They got 2 solo shots. It was enough. The Yankees got 1 solo shot. It wasn't enough. It's such a risky game to rely on the home run as well. You feel like, I wish the Padres had those home run hitters, but the second they don't hit home runs for 3 days in a row, your season is over. And that happens to the Yankees all the time. But if they keep hitting home runs, they're very hard to beat. But you only get 1 solo shot. Now your season's on the brink. It's.
I would kill for a solo shot today. Can we hit a home run at Wrigley Field today?
Do you want Fernando Tatis Jr. to swing at the first pitch?
No, I don't. Unless he hits it out of the ballpark,
and then you'd be happy with it. I know. It's very unfair.
The real, you know, it's. You tell your kids this in Little League. Yeah, you want to steal third? Go ahead. You better make sure you make it. Do what you want to do, but you better make damn sure that you succeed, right? I think Schilt does that a lot. You know, do what you want to do. You better make sure it works. And I think, you know, obviously in ball talk today, it's got to be something to the effect of, guys, you got to go out there and be as hungry as you can possibly be. But like Crony just said, you still have to be loose and you still have to play loose and have fun because it is fun at the end of the day. It doesn't feel fun for us, but it's fun. Like, go out there. You're in a playoff game. Your back's against the wall. The thing is, you're going to have to make history, right? Because no team that's ever lost the first game is advanced. I think it's possible. I think the Yankees can win, too. I think the Padres can win, too.
It's very short history. The Padres did it in 2020. Jake was just talking about it. It just wasn't called the wild card series that year, so it doesn't count.
Yeah.
It can be done. The Padres did it 8 times this year. Went back and looked. 8 times this year they lost the first game of a series, and came back to win the series. People dragged me for that tweet.
No, it's true.
It's just true.
It's true.
Now, 13 times they lost the first game of the series and didn't win a series. It's tough to do. I'm not saying that they guaranteed the win in the series by losing the first game. I'm just pointing out that about 40% of the time when the Padres lost the first game of the series, they came back to win the series. That's an actual really good percentage. You wouldn't expect to win that often. You'd only expect to win the series 20 to 25% of the time. They did it about 40% of the time, much better than you would expect. So they were good at it this year. Doesn't make them favorites to win this series, but it does, I think, it, in my mind, at least gives me some hope, if not faith, that they can still come back and win this series.
So he said, Woods is calm because he knows it's over. Ben is hyper because he knows it's over. Maybe there's truth to that. I don't know. I do. Again, I don't know how much it would have affected my mood if I saw a different lineup today. Maybe a little bit. But again, Manny Machado needs to get hits. Fernando Tatis Jr. has to get hits. If they don't get hits, we're screwed.
But you're calm. I'm hyper. We'll find out what Sam Levitt is. Heard him ask some questions in the news conferences. He will join us live from Wrigley Field in our final segment of Ben and Woods. That is coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This hour, 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $125 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 11/1, plus save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples.
Yeah, man, listen, it's everyone's going to be looking at Dylan Cease to get 9 outs, I think, maybe no more. But I think today, obviously, the biggest thing we want to talk about is the offense, the offensive ineptitude since game
3.
Three.
What?
of the Dodgers like series
third inning or whatever it was.
Last October, outscored in the playoffs 13-1, batting average 15-11, which is 135, 5 walks, 25 Ks, OBP of 172, slugging 3 doubles, 1 triple, 180, OPS of 352, batting with runners in scoring position 2-18 with a 111 average. Manny Machado 1-12 for an 083 average, and Fernando Tatis Jr. 1-14 with an 071. Yeah, that sucks. That's the worst. I mean,
we're talking about four games, not even quite four games. Like in the end of April, when remember the Padres were red hot to start the season.
Yeah,
and they got to the end of April, they lost 6-0 to the Tigers, 1-0 to the Rays, 4-1 to the Rays, and 4-2 to the Rays. And then they went and won 6 games in a row and scored 7-5-9-4-4-2. It does happen in a short span. I mean, you remember it because they're playoff games, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're not about to win 6 in a row as well and go on an offensive tear. We saw it this season. It does happen. At some point, they will start hitting in the playoffs. Will it be today or will it be
next year,
when they get to the playoffs next year or in 4 years or whenever it is? Hopefully, it's today because you got to wait so long for your next opportunity if it's not today. But, you know, you can't. It's 3.5 games. Yep. 3.5 games of offensive failure. You can't really read too much into that. All right, we got Sammy Levitt standing by at Wrigley Field. He's going to join us. As we head into traffic, though, I want to give away one more pair of basketball tickets for the Nuggets-Timberwolves preseason game at Pechanga Arena on October 4th. Tickets are on sale now at AXS.com, but you can win them by being the fifth caller at 833-288-0973. Paulie will pick our winner during traffic, then we'll come back out with Sammy to wrap things up next year on 97.3 The Fan. All right, as we bring on Sammy from Wrigley Field, yesterday I totally botched the read of his sponsor open from David Shapiro, and he actually texted me saying I butchered that read yesterday. So I'm going to try to do a better job today as postseason Sammy joins us live from Chicago.
Woods, isn't he supposed to be good at the nuts and bolts?
That's
the thing. He's nuts and bolts guy.
Kind of the only reason we keep him
That's
around.
That's the only reason he's here.
During the playoffs. All right, Sammy, brought to you by David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys. Facing criminal charges, trust David P. Shapiro and his team helping clients regain control since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Nailed it, Dave. Nailed it for you. And really glad to have you on board. And really glad to have Sammy back in his little tiny booth there at Wrigley Field. Good morning, Sammy.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. A little bit chillier here in Chicago today, although a very nice day, but it's certainly not quite as hot as it was the last couple of days. I'm looking out at the flags right now. I'll tell you what, it's really hard to even tell kind of, you know, half hour by half hour, which direction the wind is blowing. It looked like it was blowing more across from right to left earlier, but now I'm looking and it kind of looks to me like it's more straight in like it was yesterday. So we'll see what direction the wind is going. Yesterday it was blowing in. Obviously the Cubs able to get a couple of balls through the wind for the home runs. Overall, a very nice day weather-wise here in Chicago once again.
You know, Sammy, there's a lot of reasons why it's important for the San Diego Padres to strike first and strike often today. One of which is Dylan Cease is on the bump and has a propensity for, you know, potentially a big inning for the Cubs. But the other one is the shadows. The shadows were absolutely disgusting yesterday. When Palencia was pitching, I went, come on. He throws 100 miles an hour. How Manny even fouled a ball off is beyond me. But that's another real, real thing. Those shadows were disgusting. You don't want to get into a position in the sixth or seventh again where you're chasing a run or two.
Yeah, and I think it's worth noting that the two home runs that came yesterday were right as the shadows crossed home plate. They weren't quite to the midway point between the mound and the plate. I don't know how many feet. I can't quite remember. But they were at the point where they had just crossed in front of home where, you know, you kind of felt like there was an impact, right, where the ball was going from light to dark in the shadows. So, you know, look, I would think, and I'm not the expert on hitting in the shadows, but I would think that, you know, obviously both teams have to deal with it, and it is what it is. But I would say there's probably a little advantage to the Cubs because they play here so much and they play so many day games here. And they're very, you remember, they play those 120 games all the time. So they are very used to dealing with that specific shadow around 3:30 and it creeps towards the mound. So look, you can certainly look at it as a little bit of an advantage for the Cubs playing here at home as a team and hitters that are used to playing in this specific lighting and this, specific shadow between the mound and the plate. And yesterday they did get all their offense after the shadow started to take effect. So, you know, does that mean anything today and hypothetically tomorrow? Maybe not, but it is something worth noting.
Sam, your reaction to Mike Schilt filling out the exact same lineup as yesterday, even knowing the bulk pitcher is going to be another left-hander in Shota Imanaga?
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I think we have seen with Mike, he is not quick to make changes, right? He will ride out experience and process over making very, very quick changes. Now, this is obviously very different in a postseason sense when you're facing elimination. So I wasn't surprised. I guess I understand, in a sense, keeping the top of the order the same. And he explained it out. Fernando hits righties fine. Manny hits righties fine. Luis is better against righties. Of course, if they wanted to, you know, move another left-hander into that top three, you can move Merrill up. Yeah, you could. I do understand it. I would also certainly understand getting another lefty up there and giving yourself the best chance, like you said, Woodsy, to strike early, because I agree with you that that's going to be really important. I think the part that surprises me a little bit is more the bottom with the trio of lefties, because yesterday I just thought you saw the issue, right? You knew you were going to get Boyd.
Yeah.
But then you had Pomeranz come in, and it was such a clear lane for Pomeranz. And it's lefty, 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 and all those guys faced were lefties, and there's a pretty good chance you could have that today again, oh, yeah, where that trio only faces lefties. And to me, it wouldn't be so much of a big change, even just to adjust somebody. Like, could Fermin bat eighth and you break up that lefty trio? Could you switch, I want to make sure I get it right. Could you switch Xander and O'Hearn and Xander's batting sixth? Just to break up those lefties a little bit so the lane isn't as clear. But, this has been the Padres this year, right? And I also thought the question, I thought Mike took the question as that he shouldn't have those lefties in there.
Right.
Like, it should be Iglesias or Bryce Johnson in there over other guys. And I think the question was more so, would you consider just breaking them up?
Yeah.
So, look, I want Sheets to play. I want O'Hearn to play. I agree with that. They need the power. They need the thump. I really don't care facing elimination, lefty, righty. But, yeah, I would think they would have considered that, but they didn't, and I'm not surprised, because typically Mike is a manager who trusts experience and process, and we're going to see if it works on a day where they're facing elimination.
Too late now. I liked Sam's idea of maybe switching Bogarts and O'Hearn. I know Xander, I don't want to drop him lower because he's put together good at-bats, but in the first inning, if you're putting together a rally that gets O'Hearn up fifth, does it force them to go to Imanaga right in the middle of an inning if they get to that spot? And then,
sure.
And then Xander could face a lot of lefties there. I mean, that's not the worst thing. Even if they're not bringing in a righty, then you're getting Xander, one of your hottest hitters, getting a lot of at-bats against lefties where he can do damage. I mean, Cal's already come home on that one. It's not changing
easy
the lineup for
Ben
today.
McDonald, all
yeah,
right.
But I did like that idea, Sam.
Yeah, I thought maybe they would consider something like that, just because and again, it's like I'm not saying anything that anybody in that clubhouse doesn't know. It just yesterday to me, when you're watching it play out, it was like that lane is so clear
from
a strategy standpoint for Craig Counsell, and just make it a little bit more difficult, but they're not. And guys, we're going to see how it plays out, right? I mean, look, is that if they lose today, or if they lose, you know, this series, whether it's today or tomorrow, are we necessarily going to look at the lineup construction and say that's the reason why? I don't know. I keep coming back to this. Whoever's in that top three, and we'll point out again, it's going to be Tatis, Ariza, Machado. Look, it's going to be very hard to win today's game if those guys go 0-for again. Quite frankly, it's going to be a problem if that 6-7-8 trio, with how important O'Hearn, Sheets, and Cronenworth are, go 0-for again. So, look, we'll see with Dylan Cease. Obviously, you have some level of concern there just because of the season he's had. He's also fully capable of going out there and giving you a really good start, or at the very least, getting through the lineup, to your point earlier, Woodsy, one time, and then you can deploy the bullpen with your backs up against the wall.
Which I think is the right strategy. No matter how it shakes out, I think it's the right strategy. That's the beauty of that move for Mike Schilt, is that win or lose, if Dylan Cease gets you through the gets you through the order one time unscathed, and you go to the bullpen, not a soul alive. They shouldn't. Nobody on this in this city or in this fan base should say, what are you doing? He's cruising. This is not a Tarek Skubal. This is not a Max Fried. This is not a Garrett Crochet. Not one person should, even if he goes three immaculate innings, put him on the bench and go to Miller and Morihone.
You also know that there will be plenty of people who still criticize taking
There should not be one person. Not one. Unless unless we're up five runs, right? Fine. Then let him go.
You see how the game plays out. Look, they got plenty good enough pitching yesterday to win that game. So,
yes,
we can talk about Cease. We can talk about the bullpen. But they have got to score. I mean,
they've
got to get these guys going and score. They need a little bit of everything. So it's going to be fascinating. We'll see how it plays out. Also for Craig Counsell, look, I think everybody here assumes that Imanaga's going to get some bulk here. He did not commit to that before the game. Why would he, though? Right? A manager typically isn't going to give you his exact plan. But it will be interesting to see how they go about it as well, because they've got a relatively fresh bullpen and they've got the same exact lineup to deal with. And if they have a lead, could you see Imanaga throwing a few innings and then they go to the same formula they did yesterday to go 14 up, 14 down? It's very possible.
Quick question. Your postseason, Sammy, are you also standby Sammy? What happens if they lose today? Do you come home tomorrow? Are you there until Friday no matter what? How does that work for Sam Levitt?
I will, win or lose today, I will not home today.
Okay. Well, not today.
So, yes.
Tomorrow, possibly? You're not expensing it.
It's
tough to change, expensive to change plane plans, though. So he may be cheaper just to stay and relax in Chicago for a couple days. We're hoping it's not going to come into play.
Yeah. Hopefully it won't come into play. Hopefully we're heading to Milwaukee. So, I, you know what, Ben? I'm not even going to sit here and entertain the idea of that. I'm thinking Milwaukee
or bus.
So it's not Milwaukee.
You're walking home. If the Padres lose today, you're walking home to San Diego. Mud style.
Yeah, what was the Beastie Boys song? No sleep till Brooklyn. No sleep till Milwaukee.
All right. Sammy, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And hopefully we will be talking to you tomorrow from Wrigley Field.
Yes.
Before game three. There we go.
All right. See you guys.
Sam Levitt won't be at our viewing party today because he is in Chicago. I don't think he can get back in time for that. We will be at Park 101 watching game two starting at noon today. Park 101, bi-level sports bar with a rooftop deck and huge screens, North County's best barbecue, craft cocktails, and giving away autographed baseballs and a Xander Bogaerts signed jersey, all presented by Estrella Jalisco Light Mexican Lager today at noon. Park 101, PRK 101, 3040 Carlsbad Boulevard in the Carlsbad Village.
Got to turn up. Got to turn up today, Benjamin.
Yeah, there's really there's no escape
no match tomorrow
for this one.
Unless you win.
The season is on the line for your San Diego Padres.
Mamacita.
And win or lose, we will be there for you tomorrow.
Correct.
I know that some people can't necessarily handle it. I will say this. The people who do join us after the tough losses generally are glad that they did.
Yep.
It's a good little therapy session for our community, and we'll be with you trying to entertain you and put a smile on your face one way or the other. But I will try to think optimistically, and hopefully we'll be heading to a game three tomorrow, and as Sammy will be headed to Milwaukee over the weekend still for the Padres in the division series against the Brewers. But we are here for you. We are a community, win or lose. We will remain Padres fans no matter what. We will have an honest and frank discussion, though, about whatever happens in game two when we rejoin you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. We're not done yet.
Said it a million times.
A minute or two.
Star's got a star.
Yeah.
It's on Manny. It's hugely on Manny. It's hugely
they know
on
how to
Fernando.
Do it.
They do.
They know how to do it.
Of course.
I didn't see pressing yesterday necessarily.
I did. Toddy was pressing like a madman.
Yeah, maybe
going out
maybe
to get the ball, like going out to get it.
Yeah.
Instead of, and then when he started letting it get deep, he got locked up on that pitch by Kittredge. It's like There was just, he was not locked in at all.
I didn't hate Manny's early at bats, line drive, you know, draw the walk.
First AB was fantastic.
I thought he looked pretty comfortable his first couple of ABs.
He did.
The shadows hit. Now I don't know exactly how to.
It's Palencia in the shadows. Like, I don't really blame him for that. I mean, he hit that first ball on the screen.
And he fought in that at bat, too.
107 off the bat.
He fought in that at bat against Palencia as well. So
he did. He did.
Yeah, Tatis needs to lock in for this one. Less jumpy, still aggressive. I mean, I think he was fired up to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Too fired up, if anything.
Yeah, we need the, again, you need playoff Tatis. That he's done it.
He's done it before.
He's done it.
Many times.
Manny is not.
It's true.
Manny is not. You have a legacy that you need to rewrite right now, and you have opportunity to do it. I mean, all you have to do, sounds easier said than done, is do what got you a $300 million deal. That's it. Not asking you for the moon. You don't have to be Shohei Ohtani. You don't have to come in and pitch. Do what got you your big deal.
All your nine-figure players.
Right.
Yeah.
All the nine-figure players. Go out and earn your nine figures. That's it.
Getting to the playoffs is nice, but you know what we want as fans? We want playoff wins. All right, we will find out.
Come on, please.
Let's go.
In just a couple of hours. We'll see you out at Park 101. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
If I'm a jerk at Park 101, I apologize.
Yep, same for me. I won't be a jerk, but I will be tense. For Woodsy, for Paul, I'm Ben. Go Padres. Talk to you tomorrow morning on The Fan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.